I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. The three of us are back.
Three amigos.
Nope, shut up. We got a bone to pick with this guy, don't
we? Yeah, we got a big bone.
This guy, he skipped a podcast. He's the first guy to skip a podcast ever.
I skipped a podcast.
Yeah, you skipped a podcast.
Last week, man. Remember?
I understand last week that I was not on the podcast. However, I don't think our schedules quite lined up.
Everyone else was working.
You couldn't make time.
You got to work.
Yeah, I was working.
Were you?
Really?
We're on tour, boys. I was working.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think the IUAP will be very happy about that.
So we're issuing Johnny with a fine for missing a podcast last week. We're issuing him with, what should we give him? He has to give Marty and I one piece of something that he got on the trip.
Yeah.
He has to gift it to us.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Not that.
All right. What do you guys want? Like a hat or something?
I'll take a hat. Yeah. Something. I want anything.
Sure. I got a couple.
Rub it in, man. Rub it in.
Anyways.
Got a hat too, but yeah.
Johnny, it's nice to see you, buddy. In all seriousness.
It's nice to see you guys. I did miss you guys. I know, like it was tough. And we were even talking about it on the trip because obviously, like, it's not the same when we're not all together. Like, as much fun as we had, like, we really wish you guys were with us. But the main thing that we said, like, we were in your guys' shoes, like, we would have done the same thing. Like, you guys are doing something that you've dreamed of since we were 3 years old, right? So, you know, you guys are living out your dream of playing pro hockey, which is fucking unreal.
So, and we're having a damn good time too. I bet you're jealous.
Yeah.
No, I am a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, we played golf this afternoon. What about you?
I walked through some slush at school.
And we got sunburnt yesterday. So
yeah. So suck it.
I'm still taking vitamin D pills over here.
We actually did get sunburnt yesterday, though.
I could see you guys are looking a little rosy.
Yeah.
Can't really.
Yeah,
see.
We sat in the sun for about 4 hours yesterday. Played some cards, chilled by the pool.
Yeah,
just the average day stuff for us.
That's okay. I dove in the pool in New York City and then I caught some sun in Nashville, so it makes up for it.
Whatever. I guess we'll just this podcast will be a lot about Johnny because he was on the trip and
honestly, me and Marty and Batesy and Cuddy were getting a little bit of fear missing out disorder, but we were happy that you guys had a good time. We were living through you guys vicariously, at least. So tell us a little bit about it. Take us, we'll go one city at a time. How about that? Does that work?
Yeah, no, it's we'll start from the beginning and start in New York and we'll finish in Nashville. So
sounds good.
Again, boys, like I can't stress this enough. Like we really missed you guys on this trip and we miss you like around the house because like I said, it's not the same. It's not
how the is the same. House, by the way? Is it messy?
Your house right now is pretty gross. Yeah, I'm not gonna
figured.
That's awesome.
Anyways, also just before you start, I want to just say one thing that Marty and I talked and we're also disappointed in you that you didn't keep in much contact with us while you were gone.
That's true. Not even a single snap.
Is that a two-way street or no?
Well,
you're the one on vacation.
You were the one on tour.
Yeah, well, I'm not on my phone as much as those other guys. You know how I like to enjoy the moment and not document everything I see on Snapchat like some people in our group.
That's fair, but you did say, hey, boys, I'll call you this week and fill you in.
I did say that, and I did not. So I do apologize for that. That was a shit kind of move.
We'll give you a pass, though, because you're having fun.
I was having a time, yeah.
Okay, was it the best trip you've ever been on?
I think that was the best trip I've ever been on, to be honest.
Okay, not
to rub some salt in the wound there, but yeah, it was.
No, tell us everything. We're, like I said before, we were disappointed that we couldn't go, but honestly, we didn't feel like we were missing out because we're also doing our own thing.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, we were happy you guys had fun. So just like, I think we got a little sidetracked. So tell us how everything went.
So first of all, our flight schedules were insane. Every flight we took was at like 5:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we learned how to run off of fumes this trip. So we left Superior on the Thursday and we had our annual layover at the Blake household.
Mm-hmm.
So we went down to the Blake household. Lisa, you know, hooked the boys up with some dinner. She had all the snacks for us, a little hydration station there too. And we took a 2-hour nap around 11 o'clock, woke up at 1. We had to be at the airport at like 3. So right from there, our 24 hours of being awake started. And so we get on the plane, layover in Chicago, and then land at LaGuardia in New York. Right from there, New York Islanders started their hospitality, sent a sprinter to the airport, picked up the boys,
damn, and
right to the rink in Long Island, UBS Arena. Unbelievable facility. Like, this is one of the nicest NHL buildings like I've ever been in. It's not that big, like capacity wise. I think it only holds like 17,000 people, but it's like inside is unbelievable.
It's brand new, and, right? First year.
Yeah. I think they played their first game in it in like December.
Yeah.
Not even like at the beginning of this year. And, so yeah, we get there and right off the bat, like strict itinerary, like they had so much stuff for us to do. Right away, we got our custom jerseys with our, hockey guy nicknames on them and our numbers. And the Islander jerseys are sick. Like they're super cool.
Yeah, they're kind of underrated.
Yeah, they are. Like I think the colors in them are unreal.
Yeah, blue, orange, and white.
Yeah, like those are pretty sick colors. And then, yeah, so we get there and we meet all the people. And by the way, like the staff that we worked with there, like they're the nicest people of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone there was an absolute beauty, loved them all. And so we go in and they take us up to the suite level, and like then we had this room where we could like change. We kind of had to do a quick deodorant shower because we were all kind of gross from the flight in the airport. But we didn't have much time, changed our clothes quick, and then we went down and right, and they have multiple restaurants in the arena, but like the main one, like we went in and they had like this whole spread of like smash burgers, fries, these like big salads, boneless wings, all this stuff. And like, we were like full almost off the bat, and me and Frizz had to do this food review with all the concessions around the arena. So like, we couldn't even eat that much, but like, and I felt bad because like the food they, and nachos, like the food they brought out, it was a ridiculous amount. We kept apologizing because there was no way we could finish all this food.
Right.
And then, so yeah, we do that. We go outside, take some pictures, do some media stuff. And then we kind of split up for a little bit. So we didn't split up yet. We went to the team store after this, and we got to pick out some stuff that we wanted and all that, like some t-shirts and hats. And then there was like a quick photo shoot and like some TikToks that were going to be filmed. So we did a couple with them, like what they wanted to post on their account and then what we wanted to post on our account. And we even used some of the staff members, Judy, that was there. She was like our connection there. So we got her in one, that SpongeBob one. She was a really good sport about that. And then in the store was cool because like they have these like handmade fedoras, I guess they are. And yeah, these things are $2,500 each. What? Like, and I'm like, oh my God, like, should we even be touching these things? But like, just for the photo shoot, we tossed them on, tossed on a couple bomber jackets, which were honestly like around the same price. And we're like, oh my God, but like sick stuff. They had a really cool selection in their store, and they wanted to go with like a certain aesthetic in their team store. So it looks like a whiskey lounge in there, like leather seats, all that stuff.
It kind of looked like rustic. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a really cool vibe in there. And then, and then we split up. Some of the boys, they did some stuff with some Islanders alumni, which was really cool. And then me and Frizz went on the food tasting tour. And Shaquille O'Neal has his chicken place there. So we tried that. And it's a piece of fried chicken on a bagel. And the bagel is Islanders colors. And like, it looks heavy, but it's actually not. So it was really cool. Unreal, by the way. And then we went to a few other restaurants. We went to an Asian restaurant and then an Arabic restaurant. Food was unreal. They had it made fresh for us that day. Like, the food they have there is always fresh, by the way. It's like really good. And then they took us down to an ice cream place to end it off. And the flavor of the ice cream is supposed to replicate cereal milk when you're done.
Yeah.
That's like the flavor. So like, that was pretty cool. I've never actually had that. It was really good. And then we reconnected with the boys and went up to our, we had to go to training for shooting the t-shirt gun. Uh-huh. So I got, that was pretty cool. We got to do that. I was kind of nerve wracking, to be honest. Cause like you can only pump it up the air. It's like a paintball gun.
Yeah.
So that air tank on it, and you can only pump it up so much. So like, I was like super scared. So I got like one of the staff members to like do that for me. And then I got someone else like that was like up in like the stands. I was like, hey, go along. And then like, I would shoot it at them and they would catch it. So it was pretty fun. And then, after that, we went up to our suite, we got ready for the game. And then we went down for warmups. They wanted us by the glass there, got to take some videos of the players, whatever. It's really cool being on the glass. And they have like a, this like dog, it's a black lab, and like, it comes to every game and sits on the glass. So it was really cute. We got some pictures with that. And then, went up, the owner of the team, Mr. Ledecky, he had us in his suite. So it was really cool meeting him. It was honestly like he was great to us the whole time, like loved us. We gave him some merch too. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, the hockey guys. Like, yeah, let's go. We had our meet and greet there in the restaurant where we had the smash burgers and the turnouts we got at every city was like way more than expected. Like, it was really cool. Even like you know, just taking pictures, talking to people for a few minutes, like just, you know, and then like expressing like the thank you for coming out to see us. Like that was really awesome for all those people and that they did that and traveled to come see us. So like, that was, like we were so appreciative of that. And then, yeah, like, and then just walking around the building, meeting people, like that was really cool. In between the first and second, they have like this like outdoor terrace and it, this place is legit like a nightclub. Like it's insane, like shoulder to shoulder packed in there. Like, I don't even think these people were watching the game. Like it was hilarious. And everyone's just out there hooting and hollering. And so we got to go out there, hang out there for a little bit. Again, met some people out there, which was cool. And then we go back to our suite and James Johnson was there from the Brooklyn Nets. So that was pretty cool to see him. I wasn't sure who he was per se. I'm not a big NBA guy, but a few of the other boys recognized him. So that was cool. We got a picture with him. He was a super nice guy. And then, yeah, after all was said and done. Oh, one of the timeouts, we went down and we did the t-shirt thing and, there was a little mishap because, we were supposed to like get the crowd going first. And then they would say something on like the announcement thing and like get the crowd going as well. And then put us on camera. Then we were supposed to shoot. But so they give us these guns and we load them up and we're getting the crowd going. And me and Dave start firing these things. They're like, no, not yet, not yet. But like, didn't matter. People were loving it anyways. And then, but yeah, we got the crowd going there for a little bit. And then we started firing them off. So like, that was pretty cool. And yeah, people were cheering. We got on the big screen and all that and just getting loud. And then,
getting rowdy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we were getting rowdy. And then, yeah, went back up, watched the rest of the game, stayed after, you know, had some drinks with the staff once the game was done and, you know, just talking to people, getting to know them as people. So it was really, really awesome. The photographer there, Dennis, like he was a great guy. Tyler, awesome guy. Everyone there was just outstanding. And then we went back. Our hotel was in Manhattan. So, they drove us back, again, courtesy of the Islanders. Thank you. And we checked into our hotel at 1 AM. So that was our 24-hour day, from Minneapolis to New York City, just running off
the whole day at the rink.
Yeah. Literally as soon as we got there, we didn't leave till like 1 AM. Like, it was nuts.
How tired were you? Or were you still like, were you like still not bad?
We were exhausted. Actually, it was funny because me and Dave kept tabs on our hours of sleep. And from Thursday to Monday, I logged 8.5 hours of sleep.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Like how cranky I would have been.
Oh dude, you would have been a disaster.
You would have just left me wherever we were.
I would have had to put you on the coffee IV. just straight beans getting grinded and then going right in your system.
Yeah,
dude, you went into so much detail on that story. I don't think we have enough time to finish the rest of the cities on the podcast.
Honestly, yeah, dude, our days were packed. Like we had so much to do. Like the next day we
What's up guys, we're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
We went to the Empire State Building, got a cool little tour of that. It was pretty cool. Like obviously that's a staple where we were. And so that was awesome. Filmed a TikTok there, breakfast, hung out, lunch, and then Dave wanted to go to the Oliver Tree concert. So we tagged along with him. That was pretty cool going to a concert and not knowing a single word. So that was awesome. And then
just bounce around for a bit.
Yeah, no, I looked like I was on moon boots when I was there.
Just bouncing and goofing around, eh?
Yeah, actually, I messed up my jeans, so I didn't even notice, but I got like a small cut by like my fingernail. Like, you know, when like the skin might peel back a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was the tiniest cut, and I had no idea. And I go to the washroom and I'm washing my hands. I look down, I got blood all over my hands, and then I look at my jeans, and they're like a light washed jean, and there's just blood all over my right leg. And I'm like, oh, great look. Awesome.
Oh, that looks good.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. And then so again, we went out after. We went out somewhere in the East Village with like some small pub, and then got back to the hotel a little later than we should have. And we had a 7:30 a.m. flight, and is it 8 o'clock flight to Columbus out of LaGuardia? And LaGuardia is a zoo. I don't know if you guys have ever been
there. Yeah, I've been there. It's an absolute mess.
Yeah, that place is a jungle. And we got to the airport at 7 o'clock for our 8 o'clock flight.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
That's not going
to
cut it.
And that's a bad start to that day.
That's a tough start. So like the stress was going. Like you guys have seen Dave stressed out. I've never seen him this stressed out. Like, I thought he was going to lose every hair on his head. Like, it was
insane. Was he not one of the ones that slept in?
Yeah, because our alarms didn't go off.
All five of your alarms didn't go off.
Yeah, like, no one's alarm. Well, I didn't set one. I'm banking on
that makes sense.
I'm banking on those other two. Frizz and Dave actually set alarms, they said. And, like, if I'm going to trust anyone with setting an alarm and getting up and being on time, it's Dave, right? You guys know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, didn't go off. So Lawson's like banging on our door. Will and Trey are in the Sprinter there. And it was, and we woke up like 50 minutes after we were supposed to leave.
Jesus.
And so we're like in panic mode. Like when I wake up and I look over and like Loss is like filming me. I'm like, what the fuck's this guy doing? And then he's like, dude, we're super late. I'm like half, like my freaking one eyelid feels like it's got a 90 pound dumbbell on it. And I'm like, actually? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. So we just quick brush, toss on some new pants, get going. Luckily we packed the night before, and the people, like the security at LaGuardia, their system was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It was just different than all the other airports for some reason. Like, you have to like wait for a tray. Like, it wasn't like, and we were in priority, so like I don't know what was going on there, but it took us forever to get through security. But and then we sprint to the gate, and the gate is so far away. I'm obviously, like, with this injury, I haven't done a whole lot of cardio in the last 3 months, so I was a little out of breath. And like, me and Lawson were the last ones to get there. We boarded the flight 10 minutes before the door shut.
Oh my God.
So like, our hearts are pumping. I'm having the biggest anxiety, especially at security. Like, when you got to put all your crap back in your bag and your shoes, and it was insane. And I forgot to empty out my water bottle, so I got flagged, and I'm like, oh my, I'm like, just dump it. Like, give me my yet. Like, come on, like, let's go. Like, yeah. Like, it's water. Like, I'm, you know, whatever. Like, not the guy you're looking for right now.
That's the scariest thing, though. I've had that happen to me before too. When it's just my water bottle, my backpack.
Yeah, because I saw they had my backpack and they're checking. I'm like, what's in there? Like, And then, so yeah, we sprint there. And it was funny because after, like, we book it down halfway through the airport, we actually got recognized at our gate. So we're making a big stink about being late. And then this girl wanted to take a picture with us. So we look at the lady who's checking the tickets. We go, 1 second, take the picture, and then we get on. So it was kind of funny. And then, like, our hearts, like, you should have seen our faces when we got on the plane. Like, everyone was just having a complete anxiety attack. Like, just hearts were pumping. And like, it took us the whole flight all the way to Columbus to calm down. And so it was pretty cool. And then and then we ended up in Columbus. Did some did some filming. Yeah, we just got through New York, boys.
Oh my God, that was one. That was one day.
I know. Take a breath, Pacer.
Yeah. Take a freaking breath.
Have, man, a sip of water.
Just go through highlights of the trip.
Yeah.
Not what time you woke up. How long you brushed your teeth.
And then we were walking down the sidewalk, and I was putting my right foot in front of my left, and then my left in front of my right after that.
I'm just trying to get all the details here, boys.
Yeah.
No, it's good. We'll have to go.
And then we'll cut this up into four podcasts. What's that?
So we'll cut this one up into four podcasts.
Yeah, might as well. Then we don't have to worry about recording late on a Tuesday.
Yeah, like we are right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, so landed in Columbus and same ordeal. Like, they had a bunch of stuff for us to do. Filmed our own thing. The meet and greet in Columbus, I think that was the most packed one that we had.
It looked like it was fun.
It was crazy. And it was really cool to hear too that they told us that when people found out that we were coming to Columbus, their box office was getting calls like off the hook, saying like, hey, can we get tickets? You know, we know the hockey guys are coming. So like that was pretty humbling to hear, I'd say. And again, like the hospitality there was awesome. They hooked us up with food and stuff like that. So it was really cool. It's a pretty good game too. We actually got to watch a decent amount of that game. Columbus had a nice comeback there, so that was awesome. We got to meet the Ohio State women's team, who actually just won the national championship, because Columbus had them out too, so they were in the suite next to us. So it was really nice meeting some of those girls. We just wish them best of luck. And then
did any of them know who you guys were?
Yeah, because they when we went down again to do like the t-shirt toss, it was right above their suite. So like they were like yelling at us, and they're like, hey, like come up. So we went up, just say hi, wish them best of luck and all that. So that was pretty cool. And congrats to those girls. That's unreal. It's history in the making, so good for you guys. But after that we packed up and drove our way to Chicago. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of a late night that night too, on that Sunday night. And I was driving to Chicago and my head was kind of bobbing, so I had to pull over and get Dave to drive, because after 2 hours, because I couldn't do the 5 hour trip. That was just a little too much for me. And also didn't help in the car that we had slow country music going, that and everyone else was sleeping, so didn't help me as the driver.
No one knows how to be a passenger like you, eh?
No, I'm gonna chew your earlobe off the whole way there.
Or you just play some like Drake or something, get everyone going.
Yeah, a little bit of knife talk.
Yeah,
knife talk. Gotta feed the streets.
So then you got you got to Chicago. It was kind of like the same thing as the other cities. Like, they took care of you for the whole day, basically.
Yeah, it was. But there's a huge, like, Chicago is a big city, but huge difference between Manhattan and Chicago. Like, Manhattan's crazy.
Yeah, I've never been.
And it's a little like not clean. Like, Chicago's a little more clean, and like you could actually see the sky when you look up. So like, that's cool.
That makes sense though, because New York's so like packed into like one spot.
It's insane. It's insane like how close everything is together, and each building is like minimum 40 stories. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Chicago was pretty cool. I actually, really cool story about Chicago, but yeah, same ordeal, like hooked us up, had a nice itinerary with them again, with the team store, got to get some stuff there, filmed some pretty cool TikToks. What was really cool about that for me in particular was I got to meet the GM, Kyle Davidson, there, and he went to high school in Hamilton.
Oh, no way.
He's a Sudbury boy, but he went there and he worked at this iconic hockey store in Hamilton called Konecki's. It's no longer there anymore, but back in the day, like they specified in goalie equipment. And so like, right. basically it was like a big deal if you had Konecny goalie pads back in the day. So we had a lot to talk about. We knew a bunch of the same people. So like that was really cool. And like it was, we were talking at an awkward time because it was like probably 20 minutes before the national anthem, and we're going back and forth, and all I'm thinking is like, this guy's like on the clock right now. Like,
yeah,
he's got to go watch the game. Oh, and then we met Brian Campbell as well. We were calling him the original Soupy.
That's so cool. That
was pretty, yeah, it was pretty cool to meet him. Like meeting guys that like, you grow up watching to play, like when you're a kid, like obviously now we're 24 and, you know, it's still cool meeting guys, but like we're around there. What's going on there?
Oh, sorry. We're getting a tornado warning here in Alabama.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Continue.
Don't worry about us, man. We're fine.
Buckle down, boys.
Yeah.
We just got to
We don't have a basement.
That scared the hell out of me.
Well, when in doubt, just hide under the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Our beds don't have it underneath to them, so.
Oh, just a mattress on the floor?
No, we actually got a good setup. We got a box spring. We got sheets, pillows, blankets, all the basic essentials.
That's all right. Thunder buddies for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just hopefully, yeah, well, hopefully we're fine. I don't know. Who knows?
But, yeah, no, like I was saying there, like, it's still cool meeting guys, but, like, we're the same age and older than some of them, so it's, like, not what it was. But, like, meeting guys that you grew up watching, that's, like, I was, like, I get starstruck over that, like, especially a guy like Brian Campbell, so that was pretty cool.
But yeah, boy said that you wouldn't shut up when you started talking to people.
Oh yeah, no, I was chatterbox. I was networking, boys.
Yeah,
not a boy.
Oh yeah, just getting in their ear.
You tell them to listen to the No Bad Days pod or what?
Yeah, I brought it up a couple times.
And
I forgot to mention in Long Island, I met Anson Carter, which was super cool.
Yeah, I saw that. That's cool.
That's sick.
He was a beauty. We were talking about like biz and stuff like that, and
of course you were Paul. Like,
Paul, yeah, my buddy Paul.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was cool talking to him too. So but yeah, and then after that we drove down to Nashville. That was a fun roadie. We were just bumping country tunes, a little bit of rap.
Like 8 hours, isn't it? Or six hours?
Yeah. 7.5, yeah. So Dave did the first two and then I did the rest. And then but yeah, it was really cool. Driving through the South, I don't know. I think that hits different.
We did that same drive, dude. It was
okay. Nice?
Nah.
We were driving through like
Kentucky. You're on the second leg of a 20-hour drive, though. So you guys probably had a different euphoria than we had.
Yeah, and we were pretty pumped up to go to Nashville too. So
we're also like post 2 hours stuck in traffic in Chicago, so we're already like kind of pissed off.
Yeah, that's absolute puke
to start that morning.
That's gross.
And then you hit the Music City, eh?
Oh yeah. Yeah. After seeing the Kentucky sky, we hit the Music City and we made it just in time to hit up Broadway.
Yep.
On that Thursday night. So we went where did we go that night? We went to
You went to Tootsie's.
No, we went to Tootsie's the next day. That night we went to
You went to Aldine's?
No, we went to FGL that night.
For Georgia Line?
Yeah, we went to their bar, which that's a pretty cool bar. I kind of like it because it's still as packed as the other bars, but it's kind of like just off of Broadway.
Yeah.
So it's,
I forgot it's that was your first time there, right?
Yeah,
That was my first time. I was like overwhelmed with
Broadway. It's sick, eh? Broadway?
Oh, it's so cool. So just cool.
Buzzing everywhere.
Dude, we were snapping it around on Broadway. It was unreal. And
we said we're stopping there whenever we finish up here.
Oh, you have to.
Whenever
I can fly down and meet you guys. I'll walk there. Like
me, Basie, and Taver doing a little pit stop on our way home.
Oh, you boys have to, dude. It's you guys know, like it. Like how fun is that?
Yeah,
it's so
cool. That was when we were getting jealous because when we first heard you guys were going there, we thought maybe we'd be able to drive up there because we're only 2 hours from Nashville.
Yeah, I thought that's what the plan was.
So, but then we when we came down here, we had a road trip. So we were on the road. We were in North Carolina. So it's like, obviously we couldn't, which is fine. But yeah, we're only 2 hours away, which would have been cool. But yeah.
But we got the W instead.
Yeah, we got the dub.
Fucking rights, boys.
Fuck yeah, man.
So you guys had a green light then too.
Well, we got
no. Home. We had a 7.5 hour ride home.
Yeah, on a sleeper bus.
Oh. Got home at 5 a.m.
Me and Marty ran the card table that night, though. We didn't go to bed. Oh, did you?
Yeah. Were you guys playing Prez?
No, Schnarps.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Yeah. We've been playing it a lot lately.
Yeah, we play 25 cents a point and a dollar every punt that you get. So it's like, with the amount of guys we get to play, the pot's like 60 to 80 bucks every game.
Not bad.
You're losing like maybe like $6 to $10 if you play, maybe. So
you're just taking money, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Losing all per diem.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in a league where we get per diem now. So. Yeah. So we have to steal other guys' per diem packs.
Yeah, there you go.
So wait, there so
you go, boys.
Out of the four cities you went to, which one was your favorite? I don't know if I want to ask that actually.
Just city wise, not experience.
Yeah, not hockey wise. That's kind of an easy question though, because
it's gotta be
Nashville.
But it also looked like you had fun in Chicago.
Chicago, New York.
Is that where you guys had bottles?
The bottle survey?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You guys kind of were a little blurry there. I think the Wi-Fi is still an issue at your place, no?
No, did you guys pay the bill at your place?
Once a month, dude.
Yeah, we don't.
No, we're asking what your favorite city was, not hockey-wise.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we had fun in every city, but like you can't compete with Broadway.
Yeah. Okay, that's what you're gonna say.
Yeah, like you just
obviously like that's not talking like hockey wise because obviously every city treated you like you were the Queen of England.
Yeah, no. That had nothing to do with the game experience. Like it's strictly outside the arena.
Yeah, I heard from a couple of the other guys that if you were to compare the game experiences, you'd have to like rank them all kind of the same because they all had their own different kind of flavor and spice to them that it's hard to like contrast the three or four or whatever you guys went to. That's all I heard. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, that's 100% fair to say. Like, the hospitality that we were shown like was top notch everywhere we went. You know, like they're NHL games, they're going to be electric, right? But outside of that, not like Nashville was just like the coolest thing ever, and especially it being my first time there, like that was just a blast. So yeah, we went there, and then that Friday we went to Hattie B's. That place is that something place
slaps.
Else, dude. I've been there before. That place is unreal.
They have one here.
Yeah, they have a few down south there, but we didn't go to the one on Broadway. It was like 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Because the one on Broadway, like, dude, because we went there at like, I don't know, 1 p.m, but I went shopping because I had to buy a new pair of jeans because of the blood.
Yeah.
So I went shopping down there. I walk by Hattie B's. It's 11. No, you know how hard it is to find non-boot cut jeans in Nashville?
Probably pretty hard.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm like, I'm an idiot too. So I say to the guy, I'm like, frick, everything here is a cowboy jean. And he looks at me, he's like, yeah, you're in Nashville, bud.
You want a cowboy hat too, bud?
Yeah. Hey, I got some flannels in the back, kiddo. But yeah, so we did that. Yeah, 11:30 in the morning, the Hattie B's on Broadway. There's a line down the street. So
yeah, it's famous.
I was like, oh my God. But anyway,
Hattie B's on Broadway wasn't there the last time we were there. It's a new, they had just put it there. It used to be off Broadway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it used to be like 10-minute drive from Broadway, I think.
Well, there's no doubt that that place does very well from probably 9 a.m. to 2 a.m.
Yeah, I would imagine.
That place is unreal. But yeah, so we went there. They brought us out like basically everything on the menu, plus a couple local beers from the breweries there. Yeah. So like that was cool to try. And then do you guys know how the spice spectrum works?
Yeah, like hot and not hot.
Yeah, like mild, medium, hot.
Similar, yes. So I forget what the unit of measurement is called. They said
Scoville units.
Yeah. Okay. So a jalapeno is 3,500 units. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Their hottest chicken, it's called Shut the Cluck Up. It's called Shut the Cluck Up. So a jalapeno is 3,500 units. They said this chicken is 500,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's probably Carolina Reaper or something like that.
Dude, yeah. Like, it was like instant death when I put it in my mouth. But I'm eating this thing, and it's just all this dry rub spice going into my lungs.
You ate the spiciest one?
Yeah, they made us. They brought out a huge tray of it, and they put it in like toothpicks, and they were like, I don't know, the size of our palm, maybe a little bit smaller.
Yeah,
and we took like big bites each, and we were fucking dying. Yeah. Oh my god, it takes like 20 seconds to kick in because they're like you're like tasting the chicken. And by the way, the chicken there, as you guys know, is unbelievable. So good.
The juicy.
Oh yeah, just moist.
It's not pink in the middle like Marty likes it, is it?
No, it's not. It's not like the calf chicken here. Don't worry, Marty.
Not clucking still.
Yeah, no. Well, you might have at the calf. You got to pluck a feather out.
Yeah.
But you got to tell the chicken to shut up at the calf.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut up! I'm trying to eat you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, the chicken's still laying eggs at the calf.
Yeah, you have a. You have chicken tenders and eggs Benedict there.
You look away from your plate for 1 second. It's gone.
Hey, it's getting French fries in the buffet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's at the salad bar.
So we ate this chicken, and oh my god, like it took us like probably like 15, 20 minutes to like get that spice out of our mouth. Like we were dying, like everyone had the sweats, like it was like hottest thing I've ever tried. It was insane, like just chugging water after. And then they brought out like like this like peach ice cream for us to like cool our palates, like it was, and we were just scarfing it down, like it was insane. But so we did that, went back to Broadway again, boys, same thing. The Preds were very, very nice to us. And that Friday night, last night of Morgan Wallerton's tour, night three for him in Nashville, they hooked us up with some floor seats and the Lexus Lounge passes. So that was very, very nice and over the top for that. They did that for us. And that was one of the coolest concerts ever. Like, we all love Morgan Wallen. And he brought out Hardy, Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, Dirks Bentley. Like,
they're all there?
And Lil Durk, yeah.
Jeez.
And it was cool after, because that night we went out, we actually went to Aldean's, and Jason and Morgan were there. They were downstairs playing.
That's crazy, dude.
Oh, dude, it was nuts. Like, you could hear, like, we didn't see them because, like, it was pretty packed in there, and, like, the best we can do was just get in, and we were happy with that. But like, you could hear them singing and stuff. So like, that was pretty cool. And then found ourselves at FGL. So
as you should.
Yeah. And then, you know, next day was the Preds game. Again, same as the other ranks, very busy. We, at the end of the night, we met San Francisco 49er, George Kittle. He's apparently a very good friend of Philip Forsberg. So I was really, he was awesome to us too. Yeah. I took a photo with us. He had some family there too.
Oh, nice guy.
Did he know who you were?
No. Well, it was funny, 'cause I didn't know who he was. Like, obviously, like Trey, Will, like Frizz did. But I'm in the, I'm in the buffet line and someone taps me on the shoulder like, oh my God, that's George Kittle. And I turn around, I'm like, oh, that's nice. And I'm
continuing like, hey, no, Johnny. You're like, where's the Skittles?
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, nice. These were cooked on a griddle. Sweet. Yeah. Yeah, you're sleeping.
Yeah. Sorry, do you want me to meet you in the middle? No.
Oh, that's a good riddle.
Oh, that's amazing. But yeah, no, so it was really cool meeting him. And then, before the game, we were at Tootsie's. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
And, but yeah, and then hit up Broadway and we went to the Tin Roof that after the game and didn't get a wink of sleep, went right from the bar to the airport and flew home. And as you know, the come down from a trip with the boys is insanely depressing.
You shed a layer of
skin. Hey, you got your first taste of your next year season this morning, didn't you?
On Monday.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking this is Monday. Yeah, you guys did 7 a.m. workout Monday morning, didn't you?
7 a.m. And again, boys, not the same without you boys at the rink. It's
was it weird?
It was so weird. So weird. And like we were just getting put through the ringer with these workouts and like I'm running off of fumes. So
who's running the workout? Coach?
Coach Richie Boy.
That's awesome.
Richie Boy Radio was running the workout. So the
meat. You know that's still your coach, right?
Oh yeah.
No, yeah. It's all right. Yeah. Yeah, he gets it.
He gets it.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, yeah, it was just a meathead workout, just pushing weights and doing some sprints. So it was pretty long. Like it was like we were there from like because we had to warm up at 6:45. So we were there from that time until around 8:15. So it was like an hour and a half workout.
Every morning? You go Monday to Friday?
No, we got Wednesdays off.
So you did it this morning.
What a treat.
Yeah. So oh, hey, thanks, coach.
You did it this morning too?
Yep.
So you're probably not even tired, eh?
No, boys, you guys want to go for a jog? it's nice taking a nap at 10 a.m. yeah, so that was our trip, boys. It was unreal and fuck, like
we have a bar called Tin Roof here too.
Oh yeah,
thing. I think it's owned by the same people.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably a chain because there's two Tin Roofs in Nashville.
Yeah,
it's a pretty sick spot.
Yeah, we went there last week. Not a big deal.
How's the nightlife there?
We haven't really experienced it yet. Yeah, we've been on two road trips. Our 3 weeks. Here.
This is our fourth week, so 3 weekends.
I guess so. Yeah, we've been 2 to 3 weekends on the road, and then the first weekend we were here was the only weekend we were like around. So we were gassed, so we didn't really go out. But so far, everything's been really good.
Not bad, boys. Not bad. Well, I know you guys are having like the time of your lives down there, and I really miss you guys. But I'm happy that you guys are happy and you guys are snapping it around on the ice there. So I love.
Maybe
that.
Just text us then if you miss us.
Yeah.
Hey, my phone's open too.
Actually, did you watch the new season of F1 yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, we crushed it already.
Oh, I was gonna wait for you guys to come back.
No, you weren't. You didn't even know it was out.
I didn't even know it was out. You're right.
Gunther isn't on his.
Is Gunther on Haas back?
He got his own episode, but he wasn't on too much after that.
That's okay. As long as he got one to himself, that's all I care about.
Yeah. And guess what?
What?
The car isn't even shit.
The car is not shit?
No, the car is a good car. We just have the shitted drivers.
Hey, this is the driver. It's not the car. This is Haas.
All right. We're going to go. I feel like we've gone a long time after hearing all that.
Yeah.
All those details. It's been an hour.
I spieled there, but.
That was good.
I wanted to hear, and sure everyone else wanted to hear.
Yeah. Too. I wanted to hear what happened because you see the pictures, but you don't really know what, like, how you got there, like what route you took to walk to, from the hotel to there and stuff like that. So I was glad you told us all that kind of stuff.
I forgot. And then I mentioned I bought some jeans too, right?
Just yeah, you did. Yeah. Some boot somehow cuts. We got into that.
Yeah. No. I found some straight leg. It's good, boys.
The word. Yeah.
Yeah. Good? I don't have those Walmart jeans anymore.
That's good. All right, let's get it. Should we do a couple questions and then we'll call it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We got some fan questions. Okay, ready? First one?
Yeah.
It's a little bit random, but I have summer on the brain. We've had several days of nice warm weather where I live, and I run a summer camp, and we are in the thick of the camp planning process. So all I can think about is summer. So I was wondering, what is one of your all-time favorite memories from summer break? It could be when you were a wee little one, or it could be a more recent memory. Also, if you're looking for something to do this summer and you've always wanted to be a camp counselor, let me know. All right.
Okay. My favorite thing from summer break was just not having to go to school and hanging out with my buddies and going on vacation with my family.
Yeah, mine was going to my cabin this summer, probably. I haven't been back there in like 6 years, so getting back there was definitely the highlight for me.
That's awesome. Yeah, kind of like what Taver said, it's nice not having to worry in the world. And I'm not thinking, oh shit, I got an assignment. So like, that's very nice. Yeah, once you're in summer mode, it's hard to get back to the real world when you come back to school. So
yeah. I used to, when I was in school, they used to send the final report cards through the mail to your house. And I used to pray in the summer that it got there while I was on vacation. So I didn't have to go into vacation feeling like crap because my marks. So like sometimes I'd like take my mom's mail key and go check the mailbox and like Selly if it wasn't there.
Yeah, but like what's a bad mark to you back then? Like an 85?
No, like if I got below a B, I'd get in trouble.
Okay, but I bet you didn't get that too often. So.
Oh, I got that. Yeah, sometimes. Oh, there was a little bit of a surprise. Sometimes there's a couple surprises in there. Not to me, of course, but to my parents there was. Yeah.
You're like, I knew I was getting that. They didn't.
You're like, I knew this months ago. You can't get mad at me. It's August.
Yeah. Like, Troy, what's this? You're like, is that the C in art class or the D in math?
She's like, it's the D in math. You're like, oh, the teacher had it out for me anyway.
Well, guess what, Mom? I'm still going to the 7th grade.
Yeah, so guess what? I'm already going into the 12th grade, Mom, so shut it. Yeah, don't you think if I failed, they would have told you by now? What's going on here? Okay, next question.
Hi guys, I hope you're having a great night. My question is, if you or any of the boys came with a warning label, what would yours be?
Don't talk to me without coffee in the morning.
Mine would be sarcastic. Don't take it personal.
Yeah, that's funny.
Mine would be, you're gonna have to remind me one more time.
yours would be I'm not late, I'm on my own time.
Yeah.
I'm not late, you're early.
Sorry, one more time.
Yeah, sorry, what was that?
Hey guys, hope you're having a great night. Not really a question this week, but I thought I'd try and make you laugh a little. I have three jokes for you. Ready? Joke. Enjoy.
Okay. I mean, it made me laugh, so yeah. I can.
Hey.
Like a dry sense of humor, so that was funny.
Yeah, that was good. Frizz says, never mind. Frizz is an idiot. Yeah, you don't want to know what Frizz said. Here we go.
Hey guys, hope you're having an awesome week. This week I thought I'd throw in a throwback question and ask you guys for a hits different. For the pro guys, I want to know what your pro hockey hits different is. And for Johnny, what is your hits different about being back in soup after the greatest spring break trip ever? Thanks guys, have an awesome week.
I'm going to say my hits different.
Oops.
Oh God, I have quite a few actually.
Yeah, there's a couple,
say like, dude, like two. I'll go two. having a trainer that is like on the bench at all times and just like passes you the visor towel, passes you Gatos, anything. Okay, go year one.
I was going to say just wearing a visor and not having to wear a stupid ass cage.
Yeah.
That hits different.
That's a good one.
Must be nice, hey boys?
Yeah.
And getting coupons every Monday.
I was going to say my second one was getting a paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, we get coupons every Monday or Tuesday to like some
local. Having a source of income, eh?
They're good.
Yeah, every Monday we get three coupons. One's to Whataburger and two are to like local restaurants. And basically the day we get them, we're like, oh, now we gotta go out.
That's unreal. Yeah. I don't know if I have a hits different being back in soup, maybe sleeping in my own bed again.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's
probably the best.
That's all I can think about because
hard to talk yeah. where you were, yeah.
Yeah, soup definitely does not top where we were any like ever. So
in Minneapolis.
No, Minnie's pretty cool.
All right, last one.
Hi guys. Hope you're having a good night. My question is, if you could watch your life as a movie, would you want to see your past or your future?
I would definitely want to see my past. I don't want to know what happens to me in the future.
I'd look at my future for sure.
Yeah, Jordan would for sure.
Yeah, Marty likes the spoilers, so
Marty would look into his future just to see who won Survivor of the season 55.
Every show ever, I'd just be like, yeah, it's a winner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I'm like Taver. I would just want to see my past.
I'm more of like a see my own past, create my own future kind of guy. So
yeah, hey, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You guys want to hear a funny story about our road trip this weekend?
Yeah.
So Johnny, you'll like this. So we get like random roommates on the road, and I'm with like one of the guys that's like on our team, obviously, and him and I have the same sense of humor. Like he's a hilarious guy. I'm not saying I'm honey, but he's him and I have like the same like sense of humor. So in the morning, like we were like grumpy before going to bed because we got there and like whatever, and we were going to bed. Go to bed, had a terrible sleep. The beds were awful. And then we wake up and I like look over at him and he's staring at me. And I hit play on my phone and the song that you hit the gritty to comes on, like Right Foot Creep. So as soon as it comes on, we both jump out of bed and just start hitting the gritty to the bathroom to brush our teeth. And then at night we were hanging in the hotel room after one of the games we were staying over. And we invited like one of the guys to come down cause we had extra food. And so he came down to eat and we turned all the lights off in our room and left the door open so he could just walk in. And so I'm standing there on the bed, like looking like an idiot. I had like a like shit all over me. Like I had the weirdest outfit on. And this guy, other guys in my room, like he's hiding underneath the bed. So this guy comes in and I hit my phone. I play Welcome to the Jungle by who's it by? Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Okay. I almost screwed up bad there. I almost said AC/DC. Anyways, I hit Welcome to the Jungle. So like it starts, and then he walks in and he's like, what's going on? What's going on? Are you guys in here? And it's just like, you know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. And then I hit the light switch and we just started like running at him and tackled him in our hotel room. Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff.
I love that stuff. I love hotel stories, boys.
Oh, we yuck it up in the hotel. That's a new term we're using around here.
Yeah.
Yuck it up?
Yeah.
I like that. We'll bring that one back to Soup Boys.
Yeah, we just sit around and yuck it up with the boys.
Just snapping it around.
Yeah.
Love it.
Same guy basically forced us to go out to dinner with him last week to this place called North Italia.
You can't say no when one of the boys. It's hard. That's just how it is.
But it was damn good.
It was good. We had pizza and pasta. It was good.
And dessert.
Love that.
And we had dessert.
Yeah. Like I said, I know I'm so happy for you boys down there. So love it, buddy.
Come down, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you guys fly me down? Because student budget over here.
Yeah, well.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Yeah.
Let me talk to my money guy.
pull together some of your winnings and then pull me down.
Yeah, with our card game winnings, we might be able to get you in the undercarriage of the plane in a suitcase.
put me in the dog crate on the way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, with that's scrappy Coco.
He goes underneath. All right. That was a good episode. I think people are going to enjoy hearing what you did on the trip, Johnny. Thanks for
that.
You should make an audiobook of it though, so that way people could listen in increments.
Well, whoever's going on a 4-hour road trip, you're really going to appreciate this one.
Oh, well, to all the 4 listeners that are still listening to this podcast, since we've gotten so far off track here at the end, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. This is what, episode 38 this week.
Yeah.
So we're almost in the 40s.
Oh yeah. All right. Almost there. Don't forget to download, and thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.